There isn't any fight. There isn't any passion on show. That there's negative football on the pitch. That's what the fans are saying.
Well, I don't agree with that. I've watched every minute of every game, and there's plenty of passion. Of course, you know, we're struggling, and we've had. Let's be brutally honest about it. In my 16 years in sport, I have never ever witnessed such a run of injuries to key players at a really important time. You can't just dismiss that. You can't just go out and buy players willy nilly because you've had injuries. You know, we've already brought in another five or six players, so you've got to try. And if the manager comes forward with somebody that in the short term will help us, then as always, you know, we'll look at that. I can't remember ever a time when we've not supported the manager.
Yeah.
He'd be conscious of the players that he's got, and if just bringing yet more players in, if we felt that would help, then we would.
How does all this link in, though, to the stadium? And the big question that people are asking, you know, and it's a good one, have you taken your eye off the ball? Is that affecting, Colin, what's happening behind the scenes and what's happening on the pitch?
No, I mean, I understand that sentiment. Of course I do. And it has been incredibly frustrating for everybody involved with the club, particularly, you know, those that are working behind the scenes and the fans. But to be honest, anybody that understands how a football club runs, that the thought that the players and the coaching staff are waking up in the morning thinking about the stadium is not the case. And no one can say that we're in this position through lack of resources. That's not the situation. People might argue that we haven't, you know, the money hasn't been spent properly or wisely. Well, that's a different argument, but it's not through lack of resources, and it's certainly not through lack of effort.
Let me ask you one last question, Colin, and this is about the stadium, obviously. Front page of the local paper, The Evening Post, today, saying cash offered to drop challenge. An anonymous resident who halted the plans for the new stadium allegedly offered substantial sums of money to drop his legal challenge. Did the club offer any money for that?
I'm always speechless that you should ask me a question like that.
Well, it's the front page of the paper, Colin. I'd be neglecting my duty if I didn't ask you about it.
Well, yeah, but as I've read it, it's an unsubstantiated allegation. It hasn't come from the person involved. It doesn't mention anything about who offered that. Mm. So you're jumping to the conclusion that it was the club. The club, I can say quite categorically.
No, I'm not jumping to a conclusion. I'm just asking you, as the chairman of Bristol City, did you offer any inducements?
That's a
simple question.
I'll answer the question, but you know, you keep interrupting. I can say quite categorically that as far as Bristol City is concerned, we have no involvement whatsoever in unsubstantiated rumours. So I can say quite categorically no.
Sorry, what the categorical no was that you haven't offered any inducements or any money?
Well, I just said.
Yeah, you're talking about the rumours. Yeah, I just wanted to get it clear, Colin.
That was as big a news to me this morning as it was to you. So to answer unsubstantiated rumours is a bit of a nonsense, but we've not been involved in anything underhand at all.